Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey, hey everybody.
What up, Matthew?
Hey, welcome back.
No, chill down a little. Don't be so loud and, you know, enthusiastic.
Oh. Hey, Randy.
What's up, Matt?
How you doing?
All right. Okay, good. Now you can pick it up. Interesting weekend of sports.
Okay.
The return of Thomas Brady on Monday.
Thomas Brady? Do you think people really call him Thomas?
No.
Is that his legal name?
I don't know what his legal name is.
Wow.
I don't know. TB. TB12.
The GOAT.
The GOAT. Wouldn't it have been ironic if he really was away filming The Mask, if his costume was of a goat? That would be the best.
It would be cool.
He's denying it. He's denying that that's where he was.
Okay.
First, another RIP.
Another? Who passed away?
You know, and here's the thing, and I want to be very, you know, critical of myself as well. People die all the time.
Right.
It's part of life. It is part of life. But what I'm saying is, you know, we make a big deal out of a celebrity.
Okay.
But people die all the time.
Sure.
You know, family members die all the time. People we don't know all the time. So I don't want to, you know, go crazy. But a very big name from the NFL shield of the NFL.
Okay.
Former Kansas City Chief, Len Dawson.
Oh, really?
Passed away. Dawson. He was in the hospice and he passed away. And again, back in the day, he was the guy. Well, the funniest picture, I don't know if you've seen it, it's floating around again, is halftime of the Super Bowl. He's in the locker, what do they call them? Heaters. He's smoking a heater in the locker room.
What's that?
A cigarette.
Oh, a heater's different nowadays.
Why? What does it do?
I don't know.
A heater's a fastball high and inside.
I thought we said Dawson, and I was thinking Andre, because that's the only Dawson I know.
You don't know who Len Dawson is?
The Hawk.
I know you know who the Hawk is, but Len Dawson,
yeah,
Kansas City, legend.
Yeah.
Speaking
of football news, since you start off with Brady, Dana White spilling the beans that there was a deal to bring Gronk and Brady to the Raiders a few years ago, and your boy, Chucky, the ousted coach of the Raiders and the NFL, blew up the deal. Killed the deal.
Didn't want it.
Didn't want the goat.
Do you remember being on Radio Row in Miami?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember the conversation that I had with Dana White?
I do.
On Radio Row?
I do.
He brought up Tom Brady.
He did.
He brought up he would rather Tom Brady stay in New England because that's his first love.
Right.
But if he doesn't, he'll end up in Vegas.
I recall.
And I'm like, that's cool, because I'm a closet Raider, and, you know, I'm an Oakland Raider. I'm not any of the other Raiders. I'm an Oakland Raider. I've become a Vegas Raider just because I like the silver and black. They're not what the Oakland Raiders used to be known for.
Right, rough, tough, in your face, right. Like, you don't come past this line.
It was almost like finding out Christmas morning. Or picking up your Easter egg,
okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the Bucks played the Raiders in Oakland.
Okay.
I don't remember when. Early 2000s, late 1990s. And I was looking for the Oakland Raiders. And I thought we were having tea parties.
Pitter-patter.
It wasn't what I... These are the
hot
fans.
Potato?
Yeah, I'm saying these are the fans.
Oh, yeah.
So the Oakland Raider fans, I love you, but you're not the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, no.
Fans.
No, they're the worst.
They are the worst. They absolutely are.
But
the worst.
But what's the deal with Chucky? Why didn't he want to go? I mean, if he didn't want it. He likes gifts. He got a Super Bowl from Dungy.
He doesn't want
you don't want the gift package of Brady and Gronk. Like, what's wrong with that guy? He obviously accepts gifts.
First of all, you're a moron. First and foremost. Second, you know, we don't know. You know, maybe he didn't want a quarterback for 2 years when he had Carr, and that was going to be, you know. Then when Brady leaves, then what? Then you're back to square one, just like what's going to be here in Tampa.
What's going to be here in Tampa?
When Brady leaves, whether it's the end of this year or the end of next year, where do you think this team's going to be? For once, be serious.
I mean, they're not going to win their division, probably.
Exactly. So maybe that's what Gruden was thinking as well. You know, you're at a point, whatever that point is, you're going to take a step forward. Now, yeah, is it worth it? Of course it's worth it to win a Super Bowl and then go back to the crapper.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but
you're wrong.
He was building the team. He's had a 10-year contract with the Raiders.
Right.
He was building a team for longevity. He was giving up good players for now to get draft picks to build a super team in years to come.
Right.
So he could run a dynasty.
Right. You know, he was building what he felt was right. There's people who believe Dana made that all up.
Oh.
I'm not going to say I know for a fact, but A, Rob Gronkowski was like, you said it.
Yeah.
Because I guess I didn't watch it. I guess Dana said, you know, Gronk, should I tell the story? And he's like, tell the story.
Yeah.
So I do believe it. I know the power that Dana White has in Vegas and really everywhere.
For sure.
You know, throughout the country. Has contacts, has money, has friends with Davis. I don't remember what event I was at, and Davis was there in the front row next to one of my crushes. I don't even want to say as a kid, but Shania Twain sitting next to Davis.
Oh,
yeah.
That almost got weird. I was like, uh-oh.
What?
Well, I thought you were talking about Stallone.
No.
Who's available now. So if you did have a crush on Sylvester, he's splitting from his wife of 25 years. So
I've never had anything with
you
Sylvester.
You have a chance.
I've never had... It's Rocky Balboa.
In today's equality world, you cannot be with Sylvester Stallone.
I wonder if that's why he sold off all his stuff.
Could
you know, he dumped all of his memorabilia and sold the book with Rocky. He sold all that stuff.
Oh.
So, all right. Well, luckily it's break time.
Lucky for who?
Well, when we come back, we need to discuss. We need to discuss.
Y'all in the room?
I do have some things to get off my chest.
Yeah, I'm worried about discussing this with you. Because I know how emotionally connected you are.
No, I can be professional.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
Hey, come along, take a ride. There's a party. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This black tie gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
What's that for?
Billy Bob Thornton. He played the sling blade. He played the guy that was, that's how you smoke. Mm.
I don't know what that even means.
It's like, I reckon you were listening to Randy Harris.
What's Sling Blade?
That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Obviously, I have.
You should write that down in your little notebook over there.
The chance of me watching that movie
Since you come all prepared and stuff, you should know what the Sling Blade is.
Yeah, prepared. I have six things written down.
Both of them are grocery lists.
I just did the grocery list.
I could grow you some stuff. I got a Diet new Coke. Hydroponic system in my garage.
Yeah, grow me some Diet Coke.
I can't grow more Coke. They're watching.
So I got in a Facebook war with a moron.
I was not on Facebook.
There are morons everywhere.
We are multiplying.
Okay, yes, you are. So I'm in a chat room of a cruise ship company, and I made a comment that I was lied to, that I asked the agents what's brand of soft drink is on the ship.
Which brand?
I said that.
Oh, you said what's brand?
Well, that's on the What's Up app.
Oh, okay. So which brand?
And I was told Coke.
Okay.
So we booked the cruise. It was sort of a lie.
Okay.
Because they have the other brand.
Okay.
And once they run out of product, then they will start stocking Coke.
Okay.
Obviously, it matters to me because I made the comment, when is the switch going to be?
Sure.
So this Putz goes, what's the big deal? What difference does it make? Well, obviously, it's a big deal.
Sure.
To people that like one and don't like the other.
Sure. Like guys that like Coke stand up to pee and the other one sit down. I don't know. I just made that up. But yes.
All right, I got to tell you this one thing. Okay. So I watch these things on TV. Okay. Like, have you seen The Rock and Kevin Hart together?
Yes, they're great. They're like you and I.
It is hilarious. And I love watching it.
Can I slap you with the tortilla?
Can you shut up for a minute?
Sure.
So I'm explaining to my wife, I don't get it because that is funny as hell. And you, I want to kill.
Well. It was because you and I are so much alike.
We're not alike.
We're very similar.
We are not alike.
We're both Coke fans.
You are nothing
like me. It's not true.
All right.
Kind of like besties.
We're nowhere near besties. One of my besties.
Is he awake?
Yes, he's awake.
Okay.
Hold on a second. You know, when you try to be stupid.
Yes.
Well, you don't try to be stupid. When you try to be funny, but you're really stupid,
yes,
it can come back to hurt you.
I know that.
So I'm just saying, be careful what
I
you say.
I have a role to play. No, it's my job.
You know, it's like Conor McGregor right now, you know, is all over Kamaru Usman.
About having his daughter ringside.
Laughing at him.
Watching it.
You know, and so far, and I have spoken.
But how do you feel about family and loved ones? Because it's a traumatic experience.
It's tough.
For you to be helpless and your significant other or your father or your loved one is in a...
Just a friend.
All right, yeah.
I mean, a friend. I'm watching it, you know, on TV, and I'll be honest, I was upset. You know, it's the sport. I don't want to say I'm happy for Leon, but that's the beauty of this sport.
For sure.
Is that you can totally get dominated for like Chael did. You know, Chael dominated Anderson for four rounds and three quarters, you know, of the fifth. What I don't like, and we'll get back to Kamaru in a minute, what I don't like is how cocky and arrogant he was after. And again, I get the excitement and all that, but there was no doubt. Dude, there was a doubt.
Right.
You were getting the crap kicked out.
I mean, even the commentation. They were talking about how he wouldn't look his coach in the eye. And he knew emotionally he was broken and he had no answers and he was just so defeated and – that he was ashamed of himself, and that he made his moral victory was just surviving till the end of the fifth round, so he could say he didn't get, you know, lose in the competition. So I'm still shocked that I saw what I saw. It was stunning to see.
It was stunning.
I just remember standing there like the crowd with my mouth wide open in my living room at 1:15 in the morning, just like, what? I don't think I took a breath for like 2 minutes.
It is the beauty of the sport, and it's one of the things that I do love about the sport, because let's put the total domination of four rounds into any other sport. Give me baseball, basketball, football, hockey. It doesn't matter. If you've been dominated, well, I guess I'm a liar, because the New England Patriots were being dominated by the Atlanta Falcons, and then 28-3 all of a sudden, bang, it's over. But it's very, very rare. But there's a big difference between one strike and having to score six times.
Sure.
I have spoken to Kamaru. I know that he's come out. I think he was on TMZ and responded. And, you know, he's okay. He's happy. I believe what he said to TMZ was, you know, that I am happy how the fight was until a minute left in the fight.
Sure.
You know, it's not like he got dominated for five rounds.
Right.
And I know this is probably disrespectful to say, but everybody that I've talked to expects total domination if it even goes five rounds when they fight again.
Well, I think they see this as Amanda versus Juliana. You know, it's going to relight the fire. It's going to, you know, come back with a vengeance. And
it does.
And you know, if he gets his belt back, do people even remember this blip on the radar?
Like, probably not, because it'll be just like the Matt Serra, you know, GSP. And, you know, for people to try to compare Matt Serra beating GSP to what this was, Leon Edwards, I believe, was ranked third.
Yeah.
You know, behind Colby and then, you know, Usman. Matt Serra wasn't ranked. Sure. Matt Serra had to go win the Ultimate Fighter for the right to that fight. So,
and Leon's been in the conversation for years.
Sure,
he's been in the mix of the top five guys like on the planet.
That's why it's not the same. That's
right.
Why it's totally different. Then somebody else tried to compare, you know, that is this equal to the Holly Holmes? Well, I know that Holly Holmes was a huge underdog, but if we kept track of our shows, if you were even on when that fight happened, because I don't remember, I picked Holly Holmes to beat Ronda Rousey.
She was a kickboxing champion. It's like, she's a decorated warrior. Like,
exactly.
She was a killer.
Right.
Right? I mean, like, she's not like a nobody that came out of nowhere. Like,
and Ronda was and is, no disrespect, a one-trick pony. You know, so I thought Holly would win. I wished I was a gambler, because I think she was like 16-1, 18-1. I would have bet all the money that you have.
Wow.
You know, but I'm not a gambler. So it's not even fair, you know, to compare the two, because I don't think anybody gave Leon Edwards a chance, including Leon.
Well, and Drake, the musician, apparently he lost $120 million, whatever, on NFTs or crypto, whatever he bet on Kamaru to win. And unfortunately, he did not collect on that payday.
You know, I don't feel bad for any gambler that loses, you know, because you're gambling. I mean, that's what gambling is.
But is there any, I mean, it's been a long time since the UFC has had like a build up to like, I can't wait for this fight. I mean, it used to be back in the day, there'd be like, you know, the Chuck Liddell versus Tito, and you have months of build up like the old boxing days. Is there, it's like a countdown till they rerun this back.
Not really.
Oh, you don't think?
No.
In London, in the O2 arena?
Honestly, no. I don't. I don't think that the excitement is there, because I don't think anybody thinks Leon Edwards will beat him again. Right now in the rankings, Usman's ranked higher than him, which, honestly, I have a problem with. You know, and I argued with Gerald McCoy after Amanda lost. You know, how do you have someone ranked above somebody who just beat you, whether it's on the football field or, you know, work it back up, whatever. But he's ranked above Leon Edwards right now. And there's no guarantee that rematch is going to be next.
Sure.
You know, there's Colby out there. There's talk about Masvidal.
Yeah. And those styles are completely different styles. So, I mean.
And Dana does what Dana White wants to do. You know, nobody's going to tell Dana what to do. But just like Amanda. You know, Amanda, it was in the second round. This was with a minute left after total domination of a five-round fight. I mean, you almost owe it to Usman.
Absolutely.
You know, for the automatic rematch.
No question.
And I think
and if his brother's on the same card, I mean, it could be an amazing night.
That would be cool, but wouldn't you want to do that because allegedly they are going to Africa? Could you imagine if you did that? Now, you know, Rocky can know I'm going to do it. Yeah, explain something to me first, okay? Is Rocky Jamaican, Leon Edwards, is he Jamaican or British? I'm confused.
Because he's, well, he was born in Jamaica.
That makes sense.
So it's like Outkast, the rap group. They say it's not where you're from. It's where you pay rent. Right? So it's not where you're born. Like, you claim to be from Philly. You're not from Philly. You pay first taxes in Pinellas
Park. Right. I'm not sure, and I might have, but I'm not sure that I'm from Philly. I was born in Philly. Right. I've always said I was born in Philly.
Right.
You know, and I love Philly. I was born in Philly.
But you're from Florida.
But you can't be both, can you?
Well, I think...
He's the first Jamaican and second British. Aljamain Sterling is a Jamaican champion, even though he wasn't born there. His heritage, his ancestors are from Jamaica.
Okay.
What?
I think he's British. I think he's a British.
Well, then he can't be Jamaican.
Yeah, he can't be Jamaican.
But
those are bobsledders anyway. What are they doing in the mixed martial art world?
Ha ha.
That was the greatest Jamaican team of all time.
No, it was the greatest movie of all time that I've never seen. I know it was a movie. But, again, you know, big ups to Leon Edwards. Anybody who's hating on Leon Edwards is a moron. You know, and I'm an Usman guy.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the text that I sent. I'll tell you the text that I sent.
Tell me.
I told Kamaru that I am Team Usman Brothers, period.
Okay.
I don't care if he has a belt. I don't care if Muhammad won the Ultimate Fighter. Two good guys. They've been good to the show. I will always support the two of them.
I agree. 100%.
But big ups to Leon. You know.
Beautiful kick. The timing. It was a perfect textbook.
I guess a video has been leaked of them practicing that.
Oh.
That they said, you know.
Did Seagal teach him?
I think he did. I think he did. But Anderson Silva was the translator.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So he used Anderson as a dummy to kind of show what was going on.
But going back to the question at hand, and the biggest question of it is, how do you feel about children being cage side in a combat sport where something like this can happen? And we don't know what kind of effect that has on you as an adult, seeing your father unconscious, you know, not know if he's okay, if he's safe, if he's going to wake up.
I agree. I'm going to argue with myself as I'm thinking in my head what I'm about to say, okay? What about, let's just say that Joe Theismann's family was at that particular football game.
Monday night against the Giants.
Right. You know, you don't know that somebody's going to break their leg.
I remember watching it on TV. I still remember where I was. I was standing in my parents' kitchen watching a little 13-inch black and white TV.
Nobody cares.
But he's my favorite player.
Why were you not in the ambulance instead of the guy who asked for the jersey?
Because I was 7.
You know that, right?
No, really? Yeah. There's always autographed hunters out there.
You know, and Joe's like, oh. But it's the same thing. I mean, are you not going to have your family out at your football game because something could happen? But I get it. I mean, I wouldn't want any of my family there with how that ended. What about Leon Edwards' family?
Because
they were there through the first 4 rounds and a half of 5, how were they feeling? They're like, you know, I need to leave. I need to go. I need to, you know. So it's to each his own, I guess. And it's not just kids. Because I remember vividly, and I won't say the name of this UFC fighter, but I was very good friends with him. And his wife was almost in tears because her husband is being booed. And I'm like, need to get over it. You know, first of all, you want to be booed. And I've always said that.
Right, sure.
You know, you want people to love you, but you want people to hate you too.
That's what I do best.
No, I don't know. If you could name 3 people that are not family that love you, go.
Oh, there's me.
No.
There's myself. There's I.
Okay.
And then there's Connor.
Well, and I can list, let's see, how many people are in the restaurant right now? About 8 that hate you.
Well, see, I'm doing it right. This is what I'm doing.
Okay. So, I'm always saying you need love and hate. You just have hate.
No, people love to hate me.
But this.
I'm the undisputed loved hate champion of the world.
So I had to try to explain to her, you want that love hate.
Of course.
Because you want reaction, you want whatever. But I'd be willing to bet that family will be there in attendance next time. You know, it's because you don't, first of all, you don't expect it. You don't expect to go in there and look bad or get knocked out or, yeah, or whatever. But it was devastating.
It was.
That wasn't my most hated thing of the night, though.
Is that the most iconic finish to any UFC fight that you can remember?
No.
I mean, like, what trumps that as far as like?
Chuck Liddell, Babalu. Check that one out.
Yeah?
That's the leg kick.
Okay.
I mean,
the Crow Cop leg kick.
You've never seen the Chuck Liddell one?
No.
And Babalu was a friend of mine.
Chuck Liddell threw a leg kick?
Brutal.
I didn't know his hip even moved that high.
All right. During this break, let's hit a break. Google it now.
Okay.
Because I want you to talk about it when we come back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sump. We'll be right back. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that B-A-S-S way?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Renato Babalu Sobral. You are on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris, Benjamin Plaza.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet? Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Harris from the Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with my main man, Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back. Before you answer, and I need to go back in time.
Yes.
Yes, that was a brutal knockout. So I don't think that knockout was more brutal than the Chuck Babalu, but equal. Did you get a chance to look at it?
I did watch it.
And?
I thought that Usman was a much cleaner strike. I mean, Chuck.
Much cleaner strike?
Chuck kicked him with a shin in the face and knocked him back and then jumped on top and finished the fight. But, I mean, Usman was out before he hit the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like Masvidal slept on Usman's shoulder before he hit the canvas. I mean, it just seems like the knockouts are getting more brutal as the sport evolves into these amazing athletes they're able to do so many things at different angles and different like training and different techniques that you've just never seen before.
It was brutal. It was a brutal knockout. Hurt me deeply.
Yeah.
And I don't show favoritism. And
but as brutal as that knockout was, at least you didn't have Luke Rockwell rubbing your bloody face on your own bloody face.
I hate that guy so much.
What was up with that?
I just don't like him.
Why did he do what? What kind of douchebag thing does that?
It is.
It's just a dirty, nasty.
It is.
You got dominated. You didn't come in prepared. You looked terrible. It was an awful fight.
It was an awful fight. Dana should have demanded that he get out of the octagon instead of sit there and weep and that he can't do it. No, you didn't even train for this thing.
Yeah.
You were gassed, your hands on your knees, and Dana and media and whatever would always rip a fighter that did that.
It's awful.
Anybody that was so exhausted, and it was a disgrace. He is a disgrace.
And then rubbing his face, like, at the end of the fight, just out of spite.
Yeah. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. I've met him. I didn't like him when I met him. And you know, it's okay to be arrogant, because he's arrogant. And it's okay to be, in your words, a douche. And it's okay to be that. And he's all of the above. I dislike him. I dislike the persona that is Luke Rockhold.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never hung out with him. I don't know. Because there's a lot of times athletes people don't like that I happen to know, and they're good guys.
They're warmed up. That's your guy. A lot of people don't like Warren Sapp.
But you know why most people don't like Warren Sapp?
Because he did his own thing and didn't care what people thought?
No, that's not why they dislike him.
Oh.
They dislike him because he won't sign an autograph for their kid. Or he won't sign an autograph for you, the adult. Or he won't take a picture with you. So in other words...
What's his job?
No, it's not.
His job is to entertain me.
Just for once, okay. Be normal.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that you have to agree with me, but when you ask someone for something and they turn you down, it doesn't make them an ass. I mean, it's different if you cut them off in traffic. Well, that would be me.
Yeah, that would be
you. That would be me.
That's why you're not allowed to drive the Staff Zone van. Because like, you got to drive better.
I do drive the Staff Zone
van. I know. They probably call corporate like, oh, your guy
probably
just cut me off.
Probably.
I had that happen here, and they're like, yeah, the guy driving your truck, I just want you to know, he's a terrible driver, cut me off. They're like, oh, that's our boss. I'm like, oh.
I've had, back when I had the van, the Knockout Radio van.
Oh, yeah.
There was a few times people would call the radio station, and then the radio station would get in touch with me, and I'm like, yeah, can I help you? Yeah, some of that. I'm like, yeah, I'll handle it, but he's my best employee.
It's true.
Yeah, well, it is true. Where were we? The blood. Just disgusting.
Yeah.
Just totally.
We know about Warren Sapp, why people don't like him, and because of autographs and like not doing what they want him to do.
Right. Well, you know, and there are people that don't like and don't act and don't whatever, but doing that was disgusting. It was it's one thing to beat a guy in a fight.
Right.
It's even okay to step over the line. You know, and there's guys, and Ryan Jensen plays up to the line, maybe a tad over the line, which you want. But what Luke Rockhold did was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I would have hoped that somebody would have come out. You know, the people that come out, and I'm talking about media-wise, you know, fan-wise too, you know, you're awful quick when it's other people. But because you like somebody, like if Usman would have done that, I would hope that I would have said the same thing, that it was disgusting.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I mean, we all know, like, the fight, the game, it's tough, it's barbaric, it's bloody. We assume that they get HIV tests and, like, you know, blood work done ahead of time to clear. Like, back in the day, Tommy Morrison, he had tested positive for HIV, couldn't box anymore, couldn't compete.
Allegedly.
He couldn't compete anymore.
You know there's a big fight going on, right?
No.
Are you aware of all this?
No.
So, Tommy Morrison's widow, who I follow on Twitter, and we have communicated a few times, has taken it to, I believe, the Supreme Court to prove that he wasn't positive.
Really?
And that there is a huge ordeal going on. Trisha, I think her name is. Follow her on Twitter because, you know,
wow.
She talks about it all the time.
I mean, they ended his career.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if it was false and it wasn't accurate, absolutely. I mean, if it was a lab mistake or whatever. But, you know, you would hope that in today's modern world, all these athletes are coming in clean. All these guys are coming in safe. But to do what he did with open wounds on another man's face and rub your bloody nose all over it, it was just disrespectful and dangerous.
You can't trust anyone, okay? Like, how many people at BKFC Tampa, whatever one it was, caught COVID because of the guy from England that came over, lied, and he was positive?
Yeah.
So you can't trust. And it was just awful. It was just – this sport has come so far yet has gone backtracked. You know, back in the day, you know, it was respectful. You know, we're going to fight even if we don't like each other. And I've always said I dislike – you know, BJ Penn fought Jens Pulver. They hated each other. And then Jens hugged, and Jens and I are pretty tight. And I've commented on it. I didn't like it. He's explained his side that, you know, once you're in there and you fight it out and there's respect. And I get that to a certain point. But to do something like that, just it's disgusting.
And as disgusting as that was, and as shocking as Usman getting kicked unconscious was, it's still not the weirdest thing of the night. I mean, the weirdest fight of the night was Luis Saldana versus Sean Woodson. It ended in a draw decision where he threw an illegal knee. And if that was Peter Yan, Aljamain Sterling, and you knee a downed opponent, why don't you just take the victory? Why don't you just say, hey, I can't compete, I can't keep going? What's the difference? Why was it just a point taken away versus a DQ like in other fights?
A, I can't answer that. B, it should have been a DQ. You know, it was an illegal strike. But fighters, you know, He-Man, She-Man, oh, I'll be all right. I'll be okay. I'm only stunned and I can't see anything. But, you know, I'll fight it out. But it should have been. It's like grabbing the fence.
Yeah.
You know, there was one fight that they grabbed the fence and yet nothing happened. And it did affect. I don't remember which one it was. There was something else that happened.
But they did reset the fence. They made him go back into the position and gave him position back.
But it's never the same position.
Correct. You're right.
You know, and it's also given you time to
breathe and recover.
Recover.
Of course.
Not overly fond. BKFC on Saturday, and this wasn't them. I believe it was Fight TV, where they put a tweet out, "We've got blood."
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
It's not about blood. I know you can bleed. We know that you're going to bleed, but to promote the blood, to me, I'm against it. I don't like it. And what about the Mike Perry fight? I did not see it.
Okay.
I did something even worse. I went to a Rays game.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Did
they recognize you?
Honestly, I don't know if I'll ever go back.
Well, yeah.
I went for the free food, and it was awful.
Oof.
It was awful. It was... And the game, and the Rays are so bad, and we only stayed for a couple innings.
Okay.
Do you know anything about baseball?
Yeah.
Very little.
Yeah, I know a lot.
My dad is tossing and turning in the urn.
Okay.
Runner on first.
Runner on first.
Okay. Now work with
me.
Who's
on second?
Work with me here. There's one out.
Got it.
Okay. So the leadoff hitter's on first base.
Yeah.
The number two hitter made an out.
Okay.
So your number three hitter is up.
Okay.
And he hits a scorching ball to somewhere in center field, left center, right center, whatever.
All right.
Fast dude. I get it. Your leadoff hitter. Who's coming up to bat?
The fourth place.
Yeah, but what is he called?
Cleanup hitter.
The cleanup hitter's coming up. Typically, he's your best hitter. Your three and your four are your best two hitters.
Right.
Three is protecting four because four is your stud.
Correct.
He gets thrown out of third. Dude's going to score on a single from second, right?
Yeah.
Does it matter whether you're on second or you're on third? Now, I follow in a couple chat rooms, and people hate that I'm in these chat rooms because they know
it doesn't matter.
Because they know that I hate the Rays, so they're like, "Why are you in these chat rooms?" It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Because on a pass ball, on a wild pitch, the third base he scores. He doesn't score from second. You have to get actually connected and hit the ball.
And you shouldn't bring your family to a football game because the one in a millionth time that you're going to break your leg, you don't have to. You want to see
it. I'm just saying I'm a fan of squeeze bunts, baby.
Not this team doesn't bunt.
Squeeze them.
Nobody in Major League knows how to bunt.
Wow.
Nobody knows how to move runners over. My dad would have killed that guy. Now, of course, we're talking Little League, not Major League. We did it right. We did everything right. We moved people around. We did, you know, making an out with your cleanup hitter coming up.
Yeah, but
of now, course he probably stunk and probably.
But now
threw
today, but nowadays, like all the players are equal, aren't they?
No,
they're not.
No,
I mean there's like catchers and stuff that are hitting like bombs, like home runs. Like catchers used to never be able to do that. Pitchers are hitting home runs nowadays.
Hold on a second, moron. Did you just say catchers now all of a sudden are hitting home runs?
Yeah.
All right, so Johnny Bench didn't hit many home runs.
Well, he's on the bench. He never got to play.
Carlton Fisk never hit many home runs.
I don't know who that is.
Thurman Munson. What?
I mean, I heard of him.
Thurman Munson never hit home runs.
Was he in the Addams Family? which Munster was he?
I just can't do it anymore.
Come on, man.
I can't. It's not even funny.
That's pretty funny.
But for you to think that they're all equal.
No, but in today's, like, these kids growing up, they all play, they all train, they all come to the same program. Like, they're so diversified. It used to be they just play their one skill position. Now these guys can play anything. They can play outfield, pitcher, first base. It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's not true, but what level are you talking about?
Any of them.
Well, what level are you talking about?
First level all the way up.
What's first level? I don't know what first level is.
Little League World Series.
All right.
Little League.
Okay. First of all, Little League wise, okay, they can't. The guy who's playing right field, center field. Yeah. And you know, and everybody used to think you put your worst outfielder in right field. You know how wrong that is, right?
Yeah, because he had to be the fastest.
No, he has to have the strongest arm, but okay. Not, you were close
enough.
You were close.
Yeah.
It's not connected anywhere, arm and leg, but whatever. But the right fielder is not going to be able to be your best shortstop.
Why?
Because it's totally different, especially at Little League. Like,
okay. Yeah, go because Little League, you're not developed yet.
I was an all-star in Little League. I played second base. I couldn't have played short. It's totally different at 10, 11, 12.
Okay, but in the pros, I mean, A-Rod and Jeter, they had the same position. Then one went to third, one went short. It doesn't matter. They could have put him at second. Like, unless they gained weight, they could have played first.
A-Rod was...
Because I always put the fat guy at first.
But or catch. A-Rod wasn't as good a third baseman as he was a shortstop.
That's true.
You know, that's yeah, you oh, know. Speaking of which, no disrespect? Are we got time? Oh, we yeah. don't. Hit this break. A baseball disrespect I need to talk to you about.
Oh, God.
All right? This is involving the Big Red Machine. When I saw this, I would like to punch someone in the face. Oh. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Mad Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jack Del Rio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus, criminy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Where's Eddie Murphy?
Wasn't
that music from one of Eddie Murphy's movies? All right. So this is something that I saw on Facebook.
Okay.
On one of the numerous Facebook, not posts, but
memes.
Groups.
Okay,
no, groups.
Okay.
Which I shouldn't be in. Possibly the greatest starting lineup of all time in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure that we could argue some Yankee lineups, but
sure.
this is just what was posted. Possibly the greatest starting lineup of all time was the Big Red Machine of Cincinnati in the mid-1970s. The lineup was intact for only 87 games. The record with all eight starters, 69-18.
Okay.
Listen to this lineup and tell me where did I lose my mind.
Okay.
Johnny Bench, Tony Perez, Joe Morgan, Pete Rose, Dave Concepcion, George Foster, Cesar Geronimo, and Ken Griffey's dad.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, Ken Griffey's dad was amazing.
Ken Griffey's dad was an all-star.
Yeah.
His name, by the way, was Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey Sr.
But to say Ken Griffey's dad is like you. This would be something you would do.
So when he played before Junior was born, was it just Ken Griffey? And then when he had a son, he named it, then he got the senior?
Are you an idiot all the time? Oh,
just trying to keep up with the stats.
You know, you're just trying.
And why is he wearing a Cincinnati red hat?
How about that?
Where'd you go to Skyline for lunch?
Look at that lineup. Now, granted, you don't know who a couple of these players are, and I understand.
No, I know. I know Johnny Bench, and I know who's the other one?
Okay, do me a favor. Listen to what I just said.
Okay.
You don't know some of these names, okay. And I get that.
Got it.
But for anybody that watched this team, Dave Concepcion.
Yeah, Geraldo Rivera. He was amazing.
What?
What's his name? Geraldo?
Cesar Geronimo.
There you go.
George Foster. You know the George Foster story, right?
I don't know.
George Foster was the outfielder who I dissed when I ran into him at a charity event because of what he did to my little brother.
What did he do to your brother?
So I'm bat boy for the Cardinals.
Oh, boy.
We're playing it's a rain out. I think it was called Perkins, which is on the south side in St. Pete. They were doing work at Al Lang.
Okay.
And it's a rain out. So all the players, you know, again, they're slip sliding and doing all sorts of stuff. So I got my brother out on the field, and my brother went up to Joe Morgan and said, Mr. Morgan, could I have your autograph, please? And George Foster lost his mind and had him thrown off the field.
Really?
Because it was George Foster. It wasn't Joe Morgan. Mm-hmm. So he asked and today I get it. You know, because so many people go and get these autographs and sell them. And, you know, the dad, hey, go get that guy's. But this was before autographs were huge.
Yeah, and as a kid.
And my brother could care less then or now about autographs because of that.
Wow.
You know, I've introduced it. He goes, I don't care. Now, he has some stuff that he's purchased and, you know, in the castle and all that kind of stuff. But it's not like these fans that are out at training camps and spring trainings and whatever. But that, what we ought to do. Nah, we're not going to spend
the
time.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
No. I'm saying we ought to take the New York Yankee legend team.
Oh, yeah.
And put those two together because I would be curious. That Reds team was unstoppable.
Does Don Mattingly make your Yankee all-time team?
I don't know. Probably. Okay.
All right.
But it's not the all-time team, you chuckle. That was a team.
Wow.
It's not like Little League where you put your best all-stars together and say, now go in and represent the country that you automatically have an entrance into. Because I still hate that.
Really?
I do.
For the Olympics to like
represent? No. The Little League World Series, an American team is guaranteed to be in the finals.
Oh.
And I think they should have to work their way in and make the finals, whether you do two different brackets or however you do it, not one bracket Americans, the other bracket, everybody else. So a USA team is guaranteed to at least have the loser's ring. You know, the AFC, NFC That's championship fair. Ring. But it shouldn't be. If you're ultimately doing a World Series and you're including all these countries from all over the world, they should have to earn their way in just like anybody else. Because even a squirrel finds a nut once in a while and the American team wins. Because they're there.
Every once in a while, a leg kick connects and you become world champ.
That's true.
So,
all right.
But you got to compete for Jamaica or for London.
Hold on a second. Is he the world champ? Because according to you, he's not.
Well, you have to win it, defend it. You have to defend it.
So he's not a world champion to you.
No. And when Comoro comes back and wins his belt back, then he's a true champion.
Who is
Comoro?
Why?
Because when he wins his belt back, then it makes him a true.
Oh, that is too.
That's the way it works. Yeah, you're not because even a loser will keep going when they're winning, but. To get knocked down, to get knocked out, and then to come back and reclaim your title.
Hold on. Even a loser will keep going when he's not winning.
No, even a loser will keep going when they're winning because like they have nothing to lose, right? Like they're a loser. They keep winning, so they keep it going. But when they get knocked down, then they have to face adversity. Then they have to come back, and then they have to regain their championship. That makes you a true champion.
I truly believe you are going to see a different Usman.
Yeah, no more smiles, no more.
You know, and I know, and people joke, you know, and they rip me when I bring up, you know, back when I was in the competitive softball world and whatever. Like, we would go 2 years without a loss. We would literally go out there towards and just go through the motions. Right. You know, we knew nobody could beat us until we got beat.
And then
it rejuvenated, and now we're out there, and that's what's going to happen, I think.
And at that level, when you're the champ, and everybody knows you got media commitments, you have so many distractions, you have so many things that you have to do in order to fulfill the title of welterweight. And then the disrespect. Talk about disrespect. Like how, everybody's talking about the greatest welterweight conversations over now, or GSP versus Usman. What about Matt Hughes? The greatest welterweight of all time. Can we not give Matt Hughes some love?
I do find what you just said, and I think I mentioned it in the first hour, that now all of a sudden GSP is back in the GOAT, which he isn't and never has been. But George St. Pierre got beat by Matt Serra.
Right, right.
Okay? Right. And Matt Serra, I know, is going to punch me in the face when he sees me. I'm not ripping him. Leon Edwards is ranked 2. Matt Serra was not. It's not even close. And for the out of nowhere, people should be more shocked still. Of course, people are too young to remember it. That I remember vividly. I was in the hotel with GSP's people, and they were worried. They told me that he didn't train for this fight, allegedly.
Like Luke Rockwell, allegedly.
Well, at least George was in shape.
Right.
Condition. You know, he didn't eat too pies, pepperoni pizzas on the way to the octagon.
Pizza out of this, okay?
Like, it's not their fault.
Right, leave this.
It's not the pizza's fault.
What the hell's wrong with you?
But to compare the two, Matt Serra beating GSP is a bigger upset. It is the biggest upset, in my opinion, in the history of the UFC.
But I do got to say the best thing about Matt Serra is seeing Matt Serra in the corners, like seeing Frank Trigg refereeing.
No, that's that guy.
Seeing
Frank Trigg is that guy.
Seeing that guy in the referee, and seeing Forrest Griffin, you know, at the contenders table. It's nice to see. It's nice to see the legendary figures that like pioneered the sport and made the sport what it is. Nice to see their faces and their voices still.
Well, there's still a lot of them. Krause, you know, out there in Kansas City.
James Krause.
I mean, there's a lot of guys. Mikey Brown. Mike Brown, but I love how Joanna calls him Mikey Brown down there in Coral Gables. I mean, there's a lot of guys, you know, Dean Thomas for a long time. I think he's still doing some stuff.
He was commentating this week.
Eve Edwards, you know, who I think is now back in Houston, you know, doing some training and stuff locally, you know, Rob Kahn, Matt Arroyo, and locally everywhere, wherever you are. You know, there's a lot of former fighters and active fighters that are still training and training people.
Yeah.
David Bybee. You know, who's taking his son to the Olympics, you know, who trains Team USA. So that's everywhere.
Sure.
I don't know why you're throwing so much love to those three.
I like those guys. Like, you know, Miletic and all those guys, like the old pioneer guys. Like, you know, it's great to see them around.
Well, I've talked to them all, and they don't really care to see you.
That's not true.
It is. I've told them everything about you.
Oh, well, they can probably hear my comments on the radio.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, to compare the two, GSP is not the greatest welterweight of all time. If you want to add, you know, because people were arguing, well, he's the greatest fighter. He could be the greatest fighter. He could be because he won belts in two divisions. But he's not the greatest welterweight, in my opinion.
Yeah, John Jones is the greatest fighter of all time.
I hope this rumor is true that's floating around.
He's coming back?
Well, the rumor, and I'm booked. I'm booked for New York.
What?
That's the rumor.
November 12th?
It's the rumor.
Madison Square Garden?
It's the rumor.
Wow,
so and they're loading this card up.
Yeah?
Carla's on it, defending her title. Okay. Israel's on it.
Okay.
They just announced Poirier versus Michael Chandler.
Okay.
And there is a rumor that John Jones, Stipe Miocic,
oh,
for the wannabe belt.
Okay.
If that's true.
It's exciting.
That is. I mean, this is where he puts that stamp on.
The greatest of all time.
Now, let me clarify something. John Jones is the greatest of all time right now.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Doesn't mean he's the greatest of all time tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. If he fights for the heavyweight title against
Nagano.
Stipe. You know, the interim fake belt.
Right.
Or Nagano. And wins. That just solidifies. But that doesn't mean that he's the GOAT for the rest of eternity. Another GOAT can come along. There's been other goats.
They say Bo Nickel's going to be the next goat.
Yeah, Bo needs to get into the UFC. Just saying.
You're so caught up in these technicalities.
Yeah.
I am still an undefeated UFC fighter. So how come I'm not in the goat conversation?
Technically, you just lied on the radio.
Why?
What did you just say?
I'm an undefeated UFC fighter.
Exactly. You lied.
I've never lost.
But you're not a UFC fighter.
Well, I've never fought in. I've never been in it. I've never been around it. Barely know people doing it.
But that's why you can't say, if you were to say you're an undefeated MMA fighter.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I'm one of those two.
You could do that.
And undefeated boxer. And but you know what? I wish I wasn't.
A moron?
Well, an undefeated. You know who Martin Gramatica is? He is not an undefeated guy who kicked out the first pitch of a game with a soccer ball.
Well, no.
At the Rays game.
He kicked the ball into the stands.
Did you see that?
I did see it. And we will talk about that with him here at Tournament de Pizza next week.
Oh, what? Dude, Automatica coming through.
Automatica was going to come today, but he had to do some other stuff for the game this weekend. So Automatica will be at Tournament de Pizza next Wednesday.
That's sweet.
We're going to hang out for a long time, talk about a whole bunch
of
stuff.
Can I get a kickball? I can have an autograph?
You can do this. Shut up. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson. We'll be right back. My hair was long.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.